Following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
This is Todd Faulkner, co-creator of Uncanny County. This year, we're showcasing our nominated performers. First up, here's Linda Jones as Connie Ambrose in a scene from Host in the Machine by Todd Faulkner.
Morgan McNeil, University of Texas, top of your class, double major, broadcast journalism and criminal investigation. Since then, you've logged 17 months as a general beat reporter in Houston, 7 months as a nighttime weekend anchor down outside of Lansdale. That's quite a commute for you.
Wow.
You're from around here. Used to watch my newscast every night. Oh, isn't that sweet?
You were an inspiration to...
You went to live with your grandmother after your parents were killed in a car wreck. Sorry to hear that. You're an Aries, don't really believe in horoscopes, only you kind of do. You think you want kids, but not yet, as it doesn't fit into your 10-year roadmap. Your long-term relationship is reasonably solid, but a lot more work than you think it ought to be. Your boyfriend, Brandon, is going for his PhD in theoretical physics, but his big disappointment at the moment is that he can't seem to break his own high score on his vintage Galaga machine.
Yes. How did you...
Public records. Google. Your boyfriend just tweeted that last bit. Everything's connected these days.
You searched all that just now?
That's right.
Because you're in the TV. You're connected. Plugged in.
Well, through the studio Wi-Fi, but yes.
Anything else?
You're here for my job. But you're not going to get it.
Next up, Nicole Greavy as New Girl in Wellness by Amanda Maciel.
Actually, can we just go home?
Huh? We always go to Smokey's on Friday.
I know. I just don't feel like it tonight.
Why not?
I'm tired. And the others...
Others who?
Everyone from Authentica. They're going over there for a beer.
To Smokey's? Right now? Well, hey, that's perfect! Networking, they invited you, right?
Oh, they definitely invited me.
So what's the problem?
I don't know! They're so nice, mostly, but there's just something weird about that place.
Weird?
Yes! I mean, why is everyone using the wellness room to scream every day?
Maybe it makes them feel better.
And why don't I know anyone's real name? Like, I think 575 is the Richard Perkins I've been emailing, but I'm not sure. That's not normal, is it?
People have nicknames, honey. And maybe if you grabbed a beer with them, you'd feel better. Get your own nickname, even.
Oh, I have a nickname. New Girl. It's all, hey, New Girl, why don't you have any pictures up? And, New Girl, why don't you have more snacks in the... Oh, no.
What?
I forgot to clean my stuff out of the fridge. We have to clean it out every Friday before we leave.
I'm pretty sure you're overreacting.
Honestly, I don't think I am. These people are really into that fridge. Like, as much as the wellness room.
So, what, you need me to drive you back?
Yes.
Are we allowed in after hours?
I'm not sure.
Good gravy.
Here's Dan Truman as Crab in Wish You Were Here by Allison Crane.
Crab!
It's Ace!
Where have you been? It's closing time.
Branson!
Yeah, I know you went to Branson. I saw the picture. But where were you today?
I just told you. Branson!
You couldn't lock the place up before you went gallivanting off to Branson?
I wasn't gallivanting. I was... Could I please have some water?
Huh? Oh, sure. Here.
Thanks.
What happened?
I'm not sure. I was looking at Mrs. Pinkle's vacation photos, and the next thing I knew, I was in Branson.
You were just in Branson?
Yeah, I was in the cabana. Then I was in Branson, in the log flume at Silver Dollar City, to be specific.
Like in the picture.
What picture?
The picture you must have taken on your last trip there. I thought you said you hadn't been to Branson.
I hadn't. Can I see the picture?
Sure. Here.
This is Mrs. Pinkle's picture, the one I was looking at. Except I wasn't in it then. Fern, I swear to you on my life that I had never, ever been to Branson before last night.
Then how were you in this picture? And how did you get to Silver Dollar City? And was the log flume fun?
Well, I imagine it's better if you don't just suddenly find yourself in a shower of freezing cold water, but yeah, it was pretty fun.
Did you bring me anything?
Like what?
Like a souvenir or some fudge.
No, sorry.
Oh, well. So basically, you just hopped into Mrs. Pinkle's picture.
Well, yeah, I guess I did.
How?
I have no idea.
Here's Catherine Puma as Ellen in The Ridgeway Motel by Nicole Greavy.
Ellen, we should go. We should get out of here.
I know. I'm not ready to let go of her. Give me one more minute. I want to remember.
What?
She was about 3 months old. I was feeding her, and suddenly she looked right into my eyes. I think it was the first time she really saw me. You know, me. And for one moment, I was perfect, and she was perfect, and we were both right where we were supposed to be. Okay. Okay. Let's go.
That was a really beautiful memory.
Don't ever tell it to me. I don't want to know.
Okay.
I'm jealous, you know? That you'll remember it all?
I'm jealous that you'll forget.
So neither of us get what we want.
Well, that just ain't the status quo.
Now here's Jeremy Varner as Russ in Wichita Starman by Todd Faulkner.
I'm back! Did you miss me? Or is this a big joke? Is this a dang joke? 'Cause if it is, you got me real good. Oh, I hope you're happy. I hope you're goddamn happy. If y'all are up there, you're cowards. Bunch of cowards. Why don't you come on down here and face me like a man? Now come on. I dare you. I double dare you. Where are you? Oh, hell. Hey, hey, let go of me. Put me down. How the hell are you? Let me go. Ah!
Holy crap.
And now here's Devin McCall as Kimber in Homecoming Queen of the Damned by Todd Faulkner.
Mitch, you go ahead. I'll be right there.
Don't.
Topher.
Just go.
Look, you knew I liked him.
And you always get what you want. You're not in such a hurry to get rid of your magic spell now that it's landed you Mitch Ryan.
Maybe. I don't know. People just follow me. They do what I want, and I don't understand it. It obviously doesn't work on you.
I know your secret. Why? What do you want from me?
Your friendship.
I know. Just friends.
Not just friends. Friends. Real friends.
You know how I feel about you. You have to know.
I can't help that. I'm sorry.
Now you're sorry for me.
No, that's not what I... Topher, you're my friend.
Am I?
Topher.
Kimber, you okay?
I'm fine, Fran. It's Topher. It's just... It's hard to explain.
Because I will murder his scrawny ass.
It's fine. But thank you for the laugh. I really need...
I'm dead serious. I will straight up kill that little prick, and you can bathe in his blood. Say the word.
Oh my God. Fran?
And our last clip is me, Todd Faulkner, as Dell in Our Better Angels by Nicole Grevy. Thanks for listening.
What's the matter, Dell? Are you scared?
We're not saying
no.
That.
I mean, go ahead, John. Go play your video. I don't have anything to hide.
The monitor is right over here. Just give me a second to cue it.
It's just going to be a black screen. How can you see anything in the dark?
Dell, it's not.
Unless it's, what, one of those heat-sensing cameras. You can't tell who's who on those things.
Dell!
Well, it'll just be a bunch of red and green and blue circles, like how snakes see.
I don't think that's accurate.
Well, then why did the zoo use it to show how snakes see things? They had it right outside the snake exhibit, and it said snakes had heat sensors.
The video's queued up.
The zoo is a scientific organization and would not lie
all right,
about
I'm
how
starting
snakes
the video
see
now.
Things. Fine, whatever. Watch a black screen. That's not what it looks like.